Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. So I think I'm being generous today. I could have taken Biden live and just had you guys listen to the entire thing in all its glory. But we waited and we cut up some of this sound into short chunks, into digestible bites, so that you don't have to take on too much Joe at once. And he's talking about gun violence. He did not take any questions. Jared, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. He came out, spoke, read off a teleprompter, I'm guessing?
It was outside, so it was difficult to see if there's a teleprompter.
I'm still going to say probably.
I'm going to still say that. Garland Merrick also spoke.
Okay, and the whole thing was about guns, where he spewed a lot of very fake news, and we are going to play it for you. Probably after this, we'll take calls on it. I have a feeling with my audience, this tends to get people fired up. I just called Howie, and we discussed this, because a lot of times when it comes to firearms, people think that it's a Republican issue and that, you know, us bitter, clinging, gun-toting Republicans are the NRA people and, you know, we're evil and we love our guns and the whole nine yards. But it really right now, especially right now in America, most people like the option of owning a gun. Whether or not they own one, they like knowing that they could, that it's their constitutional right. And Joe doesn't understand that. He doesn't have enough on his plate right now with the border crisis, with COVID-19. He is deciding that he wants to take a stand. So let's start with cut one.
Today we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis.
Did the can of the geese from his backyard follow him down there? I heard them chirping in the background.
I don't understand this desire. There is gun violence in this country. I'm not saying there's not. But why do we need to label things under other branches? Like a public health crisis. We have a public health crisis. You guys have been talking about it ad nauseum for a full year. You know, we have a pandemic happening. Why do we need to put gun violence under that umbrella? It's like saying child care is under the infrastructure umbrella. It's okay to have separate categories, guys. Cut two.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again.
Oh.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
Let me say it again. That makes me think he lost his place. Whenever he pulls the let me say it again, I think, oh, he might have lost track. Cut three.
No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell crowd. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I cannot wait for the people who are to get a hold of this speech and just start fact-checking it. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I just have to say, you can't yell crowd in a theater. He corrected himself to fire. But I was told at one point by another, you know, real expert on this topic that you can't yell wolf either.
What can you yell in a crowded theater these days?
I am firmly on team don't yell in a crowded theater, period.
Well, the thing that stuck out to me was this.
No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Good news, slavery's back on the table. Women's rights to vote, back on the table. None of it's absolute. We can go back and just change anything anytime. Oh, it's all, nothing's absolute in the Constitution.
I know, it's almost like he has no idea what he's saying and the impact of his words. Words matter, I had been told at one point. Let's do cut four.
You know, I want to see these kits treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act, which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers and run background checks on the buyers when they walk in to buy that package.
So I actually am very happy that Joe brought this up, and it brings me to something I would love to discuss here, which is what are the common sense rules as far as taking a gun, keeping it in your pickup truck, and then if your lover slash sister-in-law were to find that gun and dispose of it in a trash bag in a trash can across the street from a high school, I mean, there's gotta, we gotta get tougher on that. Don't you think, Jared?
As long as there's a serial number on it, everything's cool. I'm sure they did a thorough background check on a, I don't know, pulling something out of thin air, admitted drug addict when he bought a gun.
And again, that was a hypothetical situation, of course.
Absolutely.
That would never happen. That would be insanity. Imagine if people were just throwing away guns in trash cans.
That would be like smoking Parmesan cheese. Come on. Who would do that?
Come on, you wacky people.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
I think it's so funny that like this entire thing is meant to, the only people that whose lives are going to be made harder by this is law-abiding gun owners, a.k.a. everyone who owns a gun and abides by the law and who isn't Hunter Biden. It's never the people who should be, you know, following these rules that are going to follow them. So the fact that this guy has the nerve to get up and talk about serial numbers and background checks when his son is smoking cheese out of carpets and dropping guns off like they're old coffee cups and trash cans. I don't want to call him a hypocrite because I feel like that might be too harsh. And you guys know that I don't like to be harsh on Joe. But there definitely does seem to be a little bit of a double standard. Let's do cut five.
The second action we're going to take.
Okay, so that was just a short.
Cut
six.
A stabilizing brace hook and a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle.
Speaking of rifles, I almost forgot. Where does he stand now on the two blasts on your back porch? Is that still in? As long as it has a serial number, right?
It's got a serial number.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. What are we at, Jared? Cut seven?
These laws allow a police or a family member to petition a court in their jurisdiction and say, I want you to temporarily remove from the following people any firearm they may possess because they're a danger and a crisis. They're presenting a danger to themselves and to others.
A lot of places, okay, hold on now. A lot of places have this. A lot of states have red flag laws. A lot of people bring crazy people to the attention of the FBI and nothing happens. He should do a press conference on what they're going to do about the FBI next time that they miss one of these red flags. Cut. Now, this is the cut that's really could be one for the vault. You know what I mean? This could be like an Obama easier to buy a gun than it is to purchase a book type cut. This is cut eight.
These bills, one, require background checks for anyone purchasing a gun at a gun show or an online sale.
Actually, no, I think it's cut nine.
Most people don't know it. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
Is that true, Jared?
Yes, it is a giant free-for-all. You can just buy anything you want without any type of background. You can sell guns to anybody, anytime. Anything you want, any type of gun.
It's a Wild West.
It is. It's absolutely just, it's a free-for-all.
You know what's kind of crazy to me is that they still have not classified what's happening at our border, which, by the way, by all numbers, is just the the biggest crisis we've had on our southern border. They, Jen Psaki would rather the Easter Bunny take his mask off in the press briefing room than call this a crisis. She is so hesitant to call it a crisis. How quickly do they come out and call gun violence a crisis? Whenever
today we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis.
And I'm not saying that we do not have, you know, I want to quote my last caller. We have a human violence problem for sure. People are violent. I don't like it. I don't, especially when it comes to kids in schools, everyone feels the same way that we'd like these things to end. We want them to end. However, when it fits something they want, their policies, they will call things a crisis. And when it doesn't, they want to pretend it doesn't even exist. The situation on the border, the situation, the challenge doesn't even exist anymore. Ross, really quick, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ross.
You know, Grace, the crazy part of it is the politicians don't want to deal with mental illness. In most of these mass shootings, schools, it's all from someone that's mentally ill, and they don't want to do anything about it. Also, the gun violence, it comes from drug dealers, gang leaders, and everything else. And the politicians don't have the guts to do anything about that either. That is the crisis.
Yeah, and I think that mental health is a huge part of this. It's a part of it that the Democrats don't want to seem to talk about, but it undoubtedly plays a big part in a lot of these shootings. And yeah, there's certain gun violence that gets the attention of Democrats, and there's other gun violence that they won't even acknowledge. We will get back to this, 844-500-4242. We have a couple of more cuts. I do want to talk a little bit about this Andrew Cuomo story before the show is over, because the latest accusation is really bad. It's slimy. It's very Andrew Cuomo-esque. You will understand why. It's very believable because it fits with all the other stories. We'll get to that on the other side. If you want to call in and talk about this, Biden's hot take on guns, feel free. This is an open forum, 844-500-4242. But I got to let you guys know, it's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. And if you feel insecure about your teeth, you kind of do one of those like closed mouth smiles that never really feels genuine. And you try to hide your teeth, and that's not a good way to live. You want to be able to shine bright, have a big smile. And it's really amazing to watch the testimonial videos at perfectsmiles.com because you can see how happy people are with their new smiles. You can see how beautiful their smiles are, but you can also hear about their experiences. Incredible transformations. Dr. Houghton really is an artist, and he's also a very, very nice guy. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free, which is a huge perk, and the staff is warm and welcoming. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, don't wait any longer. Life is too short to go around hiding your smile. Contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Everything that's being proposed today is totally consistent with the Second Amendment. And there's a wide consensus behind the need to take action.
Wide consensus. That usually means Joe's going to do something without any support from the other side of the aisle.
He's got the Biden Republicans on his side.
Yeah, the straw men, the Biden Republicans. He's always like, you know, Republican voters. Forget Republican voters. Why don't you go with Republican politicians who are elected? Try to convince some of them. We know you have Jennifer Rubin on your side, Joe. We understand that. Oh, I just also have to say, and I see everybody's on the lines. I'm not surprised. I know this is a popular topic. Did you see, though, that there's a flashback going around of John Kerry in 2009? He claimed the Arctic would be ice-free by 2014.
Now, time will tell on that one.
I have a feeling it's not John Kerry's only bad prediction. He's got some bad takes. All right, before we get to the calls, though, we do have to do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Disposal. Affordable rubbish and recycling from Duxbury to Provincetown. Go to NausetDisposal.com. That's NausetDisposal.com. That's N-A-U-S-E-T Disposal.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will CNN move their headquarters out of Georgia?
They should. If they're not supportive of Jim Crow 2.0 Eagle on steroids, rawr, then they should.
85% of the audience says no, they will not.
Well, so people think they're just spewing this stuff out and they don't believe their own BS? That Jake Tapper's taking a stand on Twitter but not in real life?
Our audience is pouncing and seizing.
You guys are milking this for all it's worth. Fletch, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Fletch.
Yeah. Guns won't work. There's too many manufacturers. There's the market is so divided. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is on it. The government's in on it. It's just too divided, and what the heck?
Well, Fletch, what do you mean it won't work?
There's
all right, Fletch, sorry, we lost you there. Ann, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ann.
Yeah, I think the gun violence, I think you're right on as far as the mental illness. And what it is they let people go from the mental illness onto the street, and they're supposed to take their meds. Sometimes they don't, Grace, either because they aren't capable of doing it. Some of the schizophrenics are not, and some are, but that is the problem. They don't put them, they don't incarcerate them and try to, you know, get them better. You know, they, in other words, they, in my state, they've closed a lot of the psychiatric wards, and they're not following up. You know, and that's, I think that, you know, I have that in my own family. I have a son that has that problem, and because I'm on top of it, he's fine. But if he had to do it on his own, Grace, he could not. And I believe that that's what the problem is. They're not, you know, they're let go into the mainstream, and they're not capable if they don't take their medication. I think that's my point I'm trying to make.
And that's a great point. And I know people in similar situations where they have parental guidance and they have family members who look out for them. But unfortunately, a lot of people who struggle with these very serious mental illnesses do not have that. I think you make an excellent point. And like you said, a lot of people are just left to their own devices. And it's sad because I understand why some psychiatric places were not ideal and they're scary and, you know, people didn't like them. I'm sure there was tons of abuse happening in those places as well. But there has to be some sort of middle ground. People can't just be struggling and then all of us just turn a blind eye. And then on top of it, the FBI gets the heads up and they don't even do anything. Thank you for the call, Ann. I really appreciate your perspective. Rick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Grace. So let me start by saying, first thing is, when you want to remove the guns from the other side that you don't trust, because they're the ones that are going to fight should they have to with a rogue government, the first thing you do is you label Trump supporters and you label veterans domestic terrorists. The next step you would do is, I suppose, enact red flag laws so that you can pull those guns from domestic terrorists.
Right. And I've said this before, but if you look back on our founding fathers, a lot of people think that there was a lot of things they felt passionately about, but I would say the number one thing was the right to bear arms. They felt, and people will say, oh, it's you want it for protection, you want it for this. They wanted it because they knew everyone had the right to do it, and they didn't trust the government. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. Guys, we'll be back on the other side. This is the Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Most people don't know it. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want, and no background check.
Gun expert Joe Biden. Someone just put up the Borat picture where Borat says to the two Southern guys, "What kind of AR-15 is this?" And the guy says, "This is a tortoise," pointing at a turtle. And someone said, "This is Joe Biden." I would agree. Now listen to this quote, Thomas Jefferson. "The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man." Now tell me, Jared, that that's not a good quote.
That's a great quote. And something else that sticks out to me was a meme that I saw a while back, but it's accurate. The only reason that the government would try to take away your gun after 200 plus years is because they're planning to do something that you would want to shoot them for.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. And the reason I go to the quotes is because these guys, I know that they were around a long time ago. But damn, they were smart. They were smarter than a lot of our politicians nowadays. And another Thomas Jefferson, he said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." They really focused on people being able to protect themselves. And I do agree with that sense that the only people who are punished for the gun violence in this country are people who are law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, and, you know, the Second Amendment talks about a well-regulated militia. Okay, well, then why are militia groups attacked as crazy anti-government people and they're turned into, you know, I mean, obviously there are some whack job militia groups out there, that, you know, there are. But everybody that's part of a gun club or a militia group that is exercising their constitutional right is treated like a deplorable Trump-supporting white supremacist, this homophobic, racist, xenophobic, everything, you know, that's just, it's an assault on anybody who, it's an assault to try to make you feel like you don't have the right that you have that has been granted to you.
But the other part of this is if they care about gun violence and if they want to really be honest about this debate, then let's talk about all gun violence. Kamala Harris is in Chicago. Why doesn't she says she's there to talk about coronavirus and the vaccine. Why don't you talk about gun violence while you're in Chicago? Take a break from the bakery and go talk about the gun violence. There's plenty of it in Chicago.
You think that gun that shot a 21-month-old in road rage had a serial number attached to it?
It's really, I think that this need for everything to fit their narrow narrative that oftentimes is purveying fake news really kneecaps the Democrats from having honest arguments and being able to make any sort of progress, because they don't actually care about, it's all political. And you know it's political. You can hear it by the arguments they come up with. It's been happening even when Barack Obama said it. It's easier to get a gun than it is a book. That's supposed to be really down the middle. That's supposed to be an honest conversation. We know they're lying. They know we know we're lying. I messed up the quote. They know we know they're lying. Billy Mack, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Billy Mack.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call
so
quickly. I appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I gave myself a birthday present on Saturday. Actually, I intended to do it on Friday. I went to a local gun store in the Northeast. And I went on Friday afternoon. There was a two-hour wait just to get in the door. So I went Saturday morning. The store opened at 9, Grace. I was there at 8:30, and there were 30 people ahead of me.
Wow.
And I knew a guy that worked there, so, you know, it's more important. It's not what you know, who you know sometimes. So I bought the last pistol of this specific model. And the guy said it could be 6 months to a year before they get them back on the shelf.
Oh, I know, Billy Mack. There's no question. My fiance William is very interested in guns and, you know, the right to bear arms and all that stuff. And he'll be the first to tell you, you go to look for ammo, you go to look for anything, places are completely wiped out. There's a real thirst from people to protect themselves. And people, I mean, I know Obama was the number one gun salesman. Here's how I break it down. Obama's the number one gun salesman. Biden might take his spot. He's going for the spot. Then you've got Andrew Cuomo, Florida's number one realtor. Sharon Alfonsi in 60 Minutes, potentially Ron DeSantis's best campaign fundraisers. And AOC, obviously, Employee of the Month for Goya Beans. Everything backfires. Sal, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Grace. This is not about gun violence at all. It's they want to get guns away from law-abiding citizens. If they were truly serious about it, they wouldn't have these leftist DAs constantly letting gangbangers and people that are caught with illegal guns plea down the case to just a simple drug charge and drop the case of the gun that was, you know, with the obliterated serial number. They dropped that part of the case in the plea deal. So if they were serious about it, they wouldn't be constantly doing that. And it's happening all the time.
Right. And it makes you think, like, do you think an MS-13 member is listening to Joe Biden speak and going, you know what, he's right. You know, the laws need to be a little tighter and I'm going to follow the laws. Of course not. People who commit crimes are not listening to the laws. And if you put in more of these restrictions, and it's about enforcing them, which clearly is not happening. And if they are being enforced and then people are giving the FBI heads up, hey, this guy's crazy, you might want to check in on him. The FBI actually has to check in on said person. That's what I think needs to change. I think we need to really look at maybe some common sense FBI rules here. Thanks for the call, Sal. Anthony, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, full disclosure, I don't own a gun. I don't need a gun. But I think law-abiding people should own a gun. Now, the mental illness, very slippery slope. Because who's going to define mental illness? You have every Karen where I live saying, well, I heard him yelling, that's mental illness. The FBI can't do anything because mental illness has to be diagnosed by a physician. Now, I deal with a lot of people who have mental illness. They are pilots. They are police officers. Most of your cops coming on the job have mental illness. They're firemen. They're EMTs. They're doctors. They're bus drivers. All have mental illness. None of those jobs are all right. But owning a gun is all right. Did you know the pilots have mental illness and can fly?
No, and Anthony, I'm actually a genuine question, though. Like, when you see these stories about, you know, a troubled person who's been having, you know, thoughts and been writing things on Facebook, do you think to yourself, oh, wow, someone should have stepped in? Or do you think it's just too much of a slippery slope? I'm not asking being, you know, smart or anything. I'm just asking genuinely. Do you see those situations and go, well, someone should have saw something? Or do you just go, well, that could be anybody?
You. Your comments to some people, they would construe that as you're out there. I don't think so, but people would. Mental illness can only be diagnosed by a physician. And I'm telling you, there are pilots that have mental illness. They're flying planes. 17% of the active duty military has mental illness right now. 6% of them are deployed. Physicians have the highest suicide rate. 75% of all medical students coming out of college have some sort of mental illness going on. So before they take the guns away, and like I said, I don't own a gun. I don't want one. They better go look at these other jobs, because you can take down a plane, and one guy did it, was a pilot,
yeah,
German wings. He did it. But as long as mental illness is treated, it's like everything else. You have to. You can't just deprive because you don't like what people say. They would deprive you of a gun, Grace.
Yeah, no, you're Anthony, funny. I never really thought of it that way, but that's a great point. That is, because, you know, it's like anything else. You see it and you go, oh, well, they should have known that guy was going to do something. I mean, he's really out there. But like you said, it could be anybody who's out there. I don't know. I don't know the answer. And that's why I love calls like Anthony, because I'm not going to sit here. I mean, I've got the stories here. I've got the sound cuts. And I have an opinion, but I'm not claiming to know the answer. This is an argument and a debate that's been going on for a long time, way before I was even here on this earth. So I appreciate the call, Anthony. I think that's an interesting perspective. And I would like to know what other people think. I see more people calling in 844-500-4242. We can keep going with this for a while. Let's play another Joe Biden here in case anyone missed the first round of these. I want to play cut four, please, Jared.
You know, I want to see these kits treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act, which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers and run background checks on the buyers when they walk in to buy that package.
I mean, I don't have all the answers, but I think he has less answers than I do. Guys, when we get back on the other side, I do want to talk about this Andrew Cuomo story. I talked about it a little bit in Howie's show yesterday. There's been another accuser. She has not come out as far as her name, her identity, but this is what I'm going to say this is the worst one yet, because this is the most physical accusation. And she's saying that Andrew Cuomo groped her over her bra. And it's very detailed and very strange. And I'm going to read that to you guys on the other side. We will take more of your calls. I know this is a hot topic, but I wanted to let you guys know something. And when I was in my early 20s, I really struggled with acid reflux. What can I say? I love coffee. I love ice cream. I love wine. I love salsa. If you Google acid reflux, those are all of the key points of do not eat or do not drink. But I can't live my life like that. So I would do what I wanted and I would try to find a solution. Nothing worked until now. Balance 7 is my one-stop shopping to help increase my energy levels, aid in my digestion, heartburn, and acid reflux. Check out balance7.com and learn why balancing your body is so important for the performance of your immune system. Simply drink a total of 3 ounces a day. And within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, and just feel healthier overall. Order your 1 month supply at balance7.com and use code word GRACEFREE to save $10 and get free shipping. Plus, if you're one of the first 50 people to purchase Balance 7, you'll receive Smooth Skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99, but you will get it for free. If you've struggled with acid reflux or heartburn, you've probably tried it all like I have. I can tell you none of it compares to Balance 7. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive Smooth Skin conditioner at no charge, all by using code word GRACEFREE. That's code word GRACEFREE. I'll take more of your calls on the other side, and we will continue with the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Exciting announcement. My latest is up at Spectator US. Please make sure you check that out. I wrote all about Governor Ron DeSantis and the media's obsession with destroying him. It has not gone well for the media, but I do point out in the column that there is a bright side. The last guy that the media tried to destroy, that they had this much fervent hatred for, they helped that guy get elected president of the United States. So this actually, once again, like everything else, the media might be overplaying their hand. Make sure you check that out. I'll tweet it out from my account. I'm sure Howie will tweet it out from his. And please share it and read it if you can. It's always appreciated. Ryan, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Grace Curley dittos, and congratulations on the new show, Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say, just two quick points I wanted to make to you, and thank you again. So the previous gentleman who called you to talk about mental illness and guns, I don't know if he really works with people who are mentally ill, because mental illness is things like PTSD, depression, things like that. That does not equate people that are violent. So people with mental illness, by and far, can own guns, and they should own guns. It's the violent offenders that you want to watch out for, and they're kind of mutually or not mutually exclusive. So I just kind of wanted to make that point. But my greater point is that I'm a Generation X, right? So I'm one generation ahead of you. Not too far ahead of you, but I am. And it's my generation, like growing up listening to Rush and people like that, that I feel are part of the problems. I've not heard one notable conservative call out people like Ann Coulter, Matt Drudge for kind of throwing the election under the bus last year, for turning on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I've not seen conservatives. The reason I'm vacillating right now into joining the Democratic Party as a conservative blue dog Democrat and leaving the Republicans is that the Republicans, they're so banal. They don't welcome people like myself or more younger people. They call into talk radio. They complain. But when is the last time any of us saw conservatives, real conservatives, not like the ones at the Capitol, right, get out into the street and to march and start calling people out on their crap, to stand up and say, go ahead and call me racist. I'm going to call you names now. You never see that from the conservative side. You never see them go off on the offensive. And it's something that Rush used to say that was really true. What we do, we call talk radio. We kvetch to one another at our backyard barbecues. But the Democrats get things done, people, because they're passionate. They get out there. They mobilize. They're savvy to the media. They're savvy to social media, right? They know how to use it. We're not doing it. And so in many ways, conservatives really do deserve that stamp of sort of old, angry white guy that we get that they like to use, because it's kind of how we act a lot. When's the last time since the Tea Party that we saw conservatives get out there and really do something? And we don't. And that's what makes me sick of it. I'm a child of Reagan, and I remember what that felt like, and I miss that America, and I dislike my country every single day. I dislike my country more and more and more. And it's not because of Democrats. It's because of you guys. You guys that are listening to this show right now, it's because of you. You killed Reagan. Nobody knows who he is anymore because of you. And I just want to know why you don't stand up for it anymore. I do.
So, Ryan, I have a question for you. And you're talking about kind of the passion. And I do agree with you on a certain level, because I remember when I was younger, I was having this conversation with my mom. And she said, the one thing about Democrats that Republicans don't have is they stick together. And Republicans tend to have this weak, weak insecurity of wanting to be liked by the media or wanting to be popular. You see it with like Ted Cruz dunking on AOC. That kind of stuff drives me nuts because it doesn't do any good. But Ryan, I do want to ask, because I felt this way when I would watch like a Trump rally and I would see, you know, Trump coming off the airplane and I would see all these, you know, regular middle American type people so excited, out there, passionate with their signs. They'd wait for hours in line for Trump. They were getting out there. Did you consider that like mobilization? Did you consider that conservatives kind of being passionate and being savvy or no?
Not necessarily, Grace. What I saw, so I'm from the Deep South, right? And so the conservatism that I grew up around, very different from that here in the Northeast that we see, right? So I saw that to a degree as activism, but really they're going to a concert. They're going to see someone that they love and they appreciate. And I was not always the biggest fan of President Trump, but, you know, I kind of came around to him slowly, and I knew he was the better deal, right? But I don't see that as taking action. And even if it were, it's not enough. And that's what I'm saying. Conservatives have to fight back. They have to learn how to build websites. And more and more, what they really don't get, they don't know how to go into the college campuses, into the trade schools, and begin, you know, for lack of a better term, recruiting younger people to tell them that you're not necessarily a sexist, racist, bigoted, homophobe if you embrace more conservative values. There's space for more progressive thought. I mean, you can be an environmentalist if you want to be without being a wacko lefty environmentalist. You can be conservative and not a Christian. You can be conservative and love the environment. That's what the Republicans and the conservatives aren't doing. Number one, because they're not saints. Republicans are not conservative anymore. And so there's this chasm that they're not addressing right now. You've got conservatives, you've got the fringe, and then you have the Republicans, and none of them are coming together the way that I vaguely remember them doing back in the 80s and the early 90s.
Well, Ryan, and I have to stop you there because we're going to run out of time soon. First of all, please call back. I love the perspective of someone who is fed up with the Republicans. I do understand it. I will say that I think based off the trends we saw in 2020, that there were a lot of minority voters and a lot of different groups that maybe you wouldn't expect to be voting Republican who did kind of turn more towards conservatism with President Trump. But I do see your point, and I hear that a lot. I hear people saying, what do we do besides call up and complain and rant all day long at our backyard barbecues? What can we do? And I kind of think it involves, I know this is going to sound boring, but it involves getting involved at the local level. School committees, town committees. It's not sexy, but I think that's what you got to do. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.